4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Shanae Lovett, and I am in the Twisting Pencil. I want to take the time to thank you for coming here this morning. Throughout this interview, we'll be discussing some of your childhood experiences, where you was born, but mainly we are going to be focusing on the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah.
Okay, can you please state your name and spell it, please?
Yes, my name is Athalie, that is spelled A-T-H-A-L-I-E, the last name, Range, R-A-N-G-E.
Okay, thank you, Miss Range. The first question will be, where were you born?
I was born in Key West, Florida.
Can you tell me, when did you move to Miami?
Well, my family moved to Miami about 1923.
Did you really want to move, or?
Well, I was just a very young child then, and it didn't matter too much to me whether we moved or not. I wanted to be wherever my parents were, and naturally they were moving to Miami, so the family had to come along.
Okay. Did you have any siblings, like brothers or sisters?
Yes, I had. I believe it was six of us totally, and I am the last of my family now. All of my sisters and brothers have passed away.
Okay. What school did you attend when you came to Miami?
The first school I attended when I came to Miami was a little private school. It was named the Carrie B. Anderson Primary School. That was located over on Northwest 13th Street and about First Court. And I went there until I reached sixth grade. That is when we transferred over to Booker T. Washington Elementary and High School.
Can you tell me, what was the most, was it more colors than whites?
You mean in the school?
In the school.
Oh yes, that was during the period of complete segregation. So we had no white students, no white teachers at our school at all.
How did you feel about that? Did you feel proud about no whites coming or being in school?
Well, it really was not an issue at that time. Mm-hmm. Because of the segregation laws, white children went to white schools, the communities were separated, you didn't live together. You had your own section, you had your own school, your own churches. So it did not create what we considered a problem for us.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about your grandparents or your mother or father?
Yes, certainly. My father and mother were both born in Key West, Florida. My mother's name was Grace, and my father's name was Edward. Their parents were born in Nassau, Bahamas. And my grandmother's name, my paternal grandmother, was Sophia Roberts Wilkinson. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather was Samuel Lampier Wilkinson.
When you grew up to understand more about civil rights, did you participate in any civil rights movement?
Oh, yes. Once the civil rights movement came into being, I participated in all of the local civil rights movements, the organizations that came about as a result of the civil rights movement. I was then a young woman, possibly married by that time with children in school. So I was very interested in the civil rights movement.
Do you know the young woman name?
No, I said I was.
Oh, you was. Okay.
Yes, I was a young woman at that time.
Did you know anyone that were touched by civil rights movement?
Yes, I knew many people who were in the civil rights movement. Dr. J.O. Brown, who's an optometrist, Reverend Graham, Reverend Father Theodore Gibson. These were leaders. There were very many people who joined the civil rights movement, but these men were outstanding because they more or less led the way.
Okay. As you were growing up, did you have any jobs that you participated, like, for whites, like, if they made you do any jobs like that?
I don't think I quite understand your question. Ask it again.
Did you have any jobs that the whites gave you?
Jobs?
Yeah, like working in the field, nothing like that.
Well, no, those things did not come across because, you see, you're speaking of a very far back period, you know, you're mm-hmm. speaking of, I was born in 1915. I'm 86 years old.
Oh.
So you're talking of years and years ago when children did not go to work in Miami or in this part of the country. You may find children in other parts of the country who were forced into farm work or menial jobs of that kind. But children in my neighborhood and community at that time went to school and came home, did their chores at home, but there was no such thing as preteeners or very young teenagers having to go to work because it was a family affair and you accepted whatever your mother and father were able to give you. And it wasn't a matter of going out to earn money so you can buy school clothes as it is in this day and time. You're speaking of a completely different area.
Okay. When you was in Miami, can you describe your, like, community?
Can I describe my community?
Yeah, how was it like?
At what stage are you speaking of?
When you first moved to Miami.
Well, when we first moved to Miami, I was, as I told you, I was a very young child then. Miami was cut into very definite segments. By that I mean, we had an area that was called Overtown,
mm-hmm.
where black people settled. Now, we were not known as black people then, we were simply colored people. And that area took in Northwest 5th Street to Northwest 20th or 21st Street, Northwest 1st Avenue, which was the railroad tracks,
mm-hmm.
and Northwest 7th or 6th Court. We were more or less always separated by the railroad tracks, east and west, and north and south. It was 5th Street and Northwest 20th Street. Now, this is where all of our schools, our churches, whatever entertainment we had, movie theaters, stores.
Pardon the interruption, teachers and students.
On the east and west, and by 5th Street and 20th Street, by the north and south. And what I was actually saying to you, that here is where we had all of our activities, our schools, our churches, mm-hmm. our neighborhood grocery stores, places of entertainment, movie theaters, they were all found in what we call the Overtown area.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I know this tape has been very short, but is there anything else that you would like to say to us as black children now?
Well, you're living in a completely different circumstance. The opportunities presented to you were never presented to us as children. I went to schools that were segregated, as I told you. We had double sessions, which some of the school children in Miami were not subjected to because they had ample schools, and I speak now of the whites. And we used secondhand books.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the large science libraries like you have here at Turner Tech and other schools. So the only thing I would want to say to young people today is to embrace the opportunities that you have, because you see, you have the privilege of succeeding in any field that you are interested in. Politically speaking, we have commissioners, legislators, senators, and in other fields, we have many, many people in leading areas, you know, in television, in radio. Those things were not thought of when I was a child or even a young woman, mm-hmm. even as a young mother, those things were not thought of. So you are living in an age where it only takes you to want to succeed and to put your minds to it. And that is what my advice to you and any other young persons with whom I come in contact would be.
Well, I want to take this time out to say it has been an honor, and thank you again
thank
for
you.
Sharing these memories with me.
Thank you.
Have a great day.